www.harunyahya.com. This article is from the works of Harun Yahya and is titled "Antichrist Deceives People by Showing the Truth Like Falsehood and Falsehood Like the Truth." Its use of social justice and brotherhood in communism is a deception. As we are informed in the narrations of the hadiths, the Antichrist that will appear in the end times will work on in order to spread all kinds of evil, disorder, anarchy and corruption in the world, and be the source of all suffering and oppression people encounter. The vastness of the corruption of the Antichrist is informed in one hadith. Since the birth of Adam, peace be upon him, till the advent of the judgment day, there is no fitna, tribulation, much greater than that of Antichrist. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, has described in subtle detail the characteristics of the Antichrist and how Muslims may protect themselves from this great corruption. One of the main features of the Antichrist is its deception of people in pretending as if he is acting for good, whereas he is dragging people into great trouble. As a matter of fact, the name of Antichrist, which is Dajjal in Arabic, comes from the root Dajjal, which means liar, fraud, a seditious and damned person who confuses the minds, hearts, good and bad, the right and the wrong, who hides the real face of something by gliding it, who wanders everywhere. One hadith reports, "When the Dajjal appears, he will bring fire and water with him. But what the people see as fire will be fresh water, and what the people see as water will be burning fire. Whoever lives to see that day, let him be willing to fall into what the people see as fire, as that is fresh, cold water." According to the information reported in the hadith, Antichrist will inculcate people as if they are acting righteously, but in reality will lead them to fire. In other words, fights, conflicts, war, and shedding blood. He will appear as the false Messiah and will employ virtues such as equity, social justice, love, and brotherhood as to his own mind, and will lie by saying that he is calling people to salvation, but in effect, he will put them all into trouble. As a matter of fact, ideologies of the 20th century that see conflict as the main principle of advancement and oppress the weak and the aggrieved regard people to be machines that may be exploited. These ideologies present wars, terror, anarchy, and bloody revolutions as the only solution to people by leading them into great afflictions and right down to the fire of the Antichrist. Communism is the leading one among these. Communism is an ideology that washed the 20th century with blood. Communist dictators like Lenin, Stalin, Mao and Pol Pot have murdered a total of 120 million people without a blink of their eyes. The majority of these communities were civilians who were their own people. Tens of millions of men, women, elderly, children or babies lost their lives due to this rigid, oppressive and brutal ideology. Communism is a manifestation of the system of the Antichrist, and by telling lies that human beings are products of blind coincidences or deceiving people with the fallacy of Darwinism and making empty promises of bringing social justice and through denial of the explicit fact of Allah's existence and rejection of all moral values like family and morality, it has presented falsehood like the truth, and the truth like falsehood, and this way deceived people. Communist ideology attracted millions through claims like protecting the poor, advocating rights of the oppressed, or maintaining social justice, but in practice it has executed the contrary by carrying out bloody acts, causing anarchy and turmoil, slaughtering women, children, and elderly without remorse, exploiting people ruthlessly, providing wealth only for the governing classes, impoverishing the poor more, employing poverty-stricken people in labour camps without mercy, turning people into robots, eliminating virtues like compassion, benevolence, and love as a whole, eradicating the family and moral values. In this way, communism demonstrated that it is in fact an extremely heartless, ruthless, and bloody ideology. Another hadith relates that notions which Antichrist suggests as good to people do in fact cause misery and detriments on people. Definitely it is his fitna, corruption, that he will also have two rivers he names, paradise and hell with him, though his hell will be paradise and his paradise will be hell. However, since the majority of people do not evaluate events according to the morals of the Quran or the Sunnah of our Prophet, peace be upon him, they have imagined that communism would bring welfare, freedom, and comfort to them, and therefore they have adhered to this deviant ideology. Once they encountered the climate of oppression resulting with the execution of communism, they realized that this was a great mistake. For that reason, our Prophet, peace be upon him, warned people and informed they should act knowing that what Antichrist presents as wrong is actually what is right. One of the hadiths reports that although some people will know that Antichrist is a disbeliever and will bring only affliction to them, they will be deceived by worldly interests he offers and stay under his influence. Some people will converse with the Dajjal and they will say, "We know that he is an unbeliever. We are his friends so that we can eat his food and benefit from his tree." When the chastisement of Allah comes, it will come to the Dajjal and all of them. In fact, history is filled with examples of great disasters and sufferings experienced when communism was put to practice. Communism claimed, so to say, a good purpose by using some concepts that the system of the Mahdi advocates or the moral virtues that religion requires. Yet on the contrary, it caused perishing of millions of lives due to the brutal and ruthless implementations. Therefore, all societies should definitely be aware and alert in the face of this plot of Antichrist, which is that communism tries to deceive people by pretended use of religion or its moral values. In this respect, it is highly crucial that the main system which communism promotes, or in other words, its real face that sheds blood, should be disclosed, while at the same time, it must be explained that the system of Mahdi, based on morals of religion, is exactly the opposite of this devout ideology. Communism makes a claim for social justice and brotherhood of people, but in reality, it is an ideology that exploits people and causes conflict among society. Communism attracts masses with pretense arguments of saving people, yet in effect, this ideology denies that human beings are entities with souls, so it regards them to be a type of machinery or an animal kind. Therefore, it is impossible for communism to establish an order which is based on happiness, tranquility, comfort, and security of people. Communism disintegrates people into classes and is bigoted to argue that each class has to possess a specific conduct, character, and worldview. This way it sees collision, or in other words, battles and anarchy, legitimate in between these classes. Human beings are not worthy in the communist system because of its prevalent logic, which is, there is already enough in the herd, nothing will happen if one is lost. The ones who are incapable of working or handicapped are thrown out of the herd and left to die a death. Those ones are considered to be morbid and harmful. They aspire no feelings of forgiving, compassion or loyalty. The morality, intentions or state of mind of a person are never taken into account. This crooked mentality views life as a struggle for survival and sees no harm in eliminating the weak, and in fact considers this a necessity. not possessing the altruism seen even in animals. Everyone first puts himself in the fore, and that is why society cannot progress. Since people are far from feelings of compassion, having society full of peace and comfort is not possible. In communist order, people are only regarded to be animals that work to produce. Villagers are especially subjected to hatred and humiliation. Marx described peasants as potato sacks, and Lenin, along with Stalin, deliberately condemned millions of them to famine and eventually to death. According to them, peasants meant herds of animals that produced crops, cotton, etc., and in the end, taking away their products, collectivization was considered as rightful and reasonable as if like collecting the honey that bees produce. Therefore, in societies where communism was put to practice, there existed no social justice, as claimed, and on the contrary, an extreme case of injustice was put in effect where only governmental groups exploited others with all their might, and this way prospered. In such communist systems, which drive different ethnic groups out of their homelands into exile and force them to work in the most primitive conditions in labour camps, and that perceive all kinds of conflict as a so-called requirement for progress, it is not possible to talk about brotherhood at all. The system of the Mahdi is an order where not even the nose of one person bleeds, while communism is an ideology that sheds blood. Communist leaders have advised their proponents to cause terror and anarchy, to shed people's blood and to slaughter the innocent as the means of their indispensable weaponry. Lenin, who was one of the foremost leaders of communism, advised the method of violence to his followers as follows. To murder the police, soldiers, governmental officials, and set state institutions on fire. Take away money from treasures of state. Revolutionary communist forces must emerge as invincible armed forces by killing people, bombing them, blowing up buildings, spreading fear, and this way establishing the communist dictatorship over the society are the most important elements for our coming to power. Vladimir Lenin on theoretical and practical terror. Lenin declared that the Communist Party would shed as much blood as possible. Even 11 years before the Bolshevik Revolution in 1906, in the Proletary magazine. The state of affairs we are interested in is armed struggle. This struggle is led by individuals and also smaller groups. While one division belongs to revolutionary organizations, others, in certain parts of Russia, the majority, are not linked up with any revolutionary organization. Armed struggle is aimed at two different purposes that definitely need to be separated. Firstly, this struggle targets assassinations against individuals, leaders, and officials in the army and police forces. Secondly, it seizes the sources of the funds that belong to both the government and private persons. This terror and bloodshed Lenin promoted were put into practice in various countries all over the world by communists and extended by infamous psychopath communist leaders such as Mao, Pol Pot, Ho Chi Minh to cause the destruction of millions of lives. As to the calculations of historians throughout the 20th century, 120 million people were killed only because of this ideology. These people were not soldiers that died in front lines during a war, but they were civilians that communist states killed within their own societies. 100 million men, women, elderly, children and infants lost their lives only because of this cold-hearted, brutal, and ruthless ideology. Furthermore, there are tens of millions of others who were deprived of their essential rights and liberties, who were forced to exile and systematically encountered with famine, and were imprisoned and exploited like slaves in labour camps. Millions of people at the same time became targets or were in fear of becoming targets of communist guerrilla groups and shootings by terrorist organisations. The system of the Mahdi is based on peace, love for others, compassion and mercy. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will dominate the world with morals of the Quran, through no wars but with love and preaching the name of Allah. The prevalence of morals of religion through peace and love is one of the most significant characteristics of Hazrat Mahdi. It is reported in one of the hadiths of our Prophet, peace be upon him. People will seek refuge in Hazrat Mahdi, as honeybees cluster around their sovereign. He will fill the world that was once full of cruelty with justice. His justice will be as such that he will not wake a sleeping person or even shed one drop of blood. The earth will return to the age of happiness. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will follow the way of the Prophet. May Allah bless him and grant him peace. He will not wake up a sleeping person or shed blood. Like the cup fills with water, so will earth fill with peace. There will be no enmity left between any people. All hostility, fighting, and envy will disappear. Communism is an atheist, irreligious ideology. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, is a holy person who has deep love of Allah, and faith will dominate the earth through him. Communism accepts matter as the only being and attempts to explain the history of humanity with material factors and is irrational in denial of the explicit existence of Allah. It advocates the lie that human beings are the products of blind coincidences and is a materialist and Darwinist ideology. Marx examined Darwin's The Origin of Species, published in 1859, and saw that this book was a great basis for his own theory. In his 19 December 1860 dated letter to Engels, he commented for Darwin's books with the words, "This is the book that contains the natural history foundation of our viewpoint." In his letter to LaSalle, dated 16 January 1861, he wrote, "Darwin's work is most important and suits my purpose in that it provides a basis in natural history for the historical class struggle." Marx showed his great sympathy towards Darwin by dedicating his voluminous work Das Kapital to Darwin. In the German edition of his book that he sent Darwin, Marx wrote with his own hand, "To Charles Darwin, from a true admirer, from Karl Marx." Engels also presented his admiration of Darwin with the following words, "Nature works dialectically and not metaphysically. In this connection, Darwin must be named before all others." Engels praised Darwin just as equally as Marx and said, "Just as Darwin discovered the law of evolution in organic nature, so Marx discovered the law of evolution in human history." Leon Trotsky, who, together with Lenin, was one of the architects of the Russian Communist Revolution, described the discovery of Darwin as the highest triumph of dialectic materialism, in the whole field of organic matter. Yet, the system of the Mahdi is the means to bring true peace and happiness based on its foundation of faith in Allah, love of Allah, and the beauties of the morals of religion. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will be instrumental in the domination of belief in Allah and moral values of the Quran throughout the world in the 14th Hijri century we are in. The glad tidings of the world rule of Islamic morals during the period of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, is reported in the hadiths as follows. This is narrated from the Prophet, peace be upon him. Four people became kings on earth. Two are believers, two are unbelievers. The believers are Abdul Qurnayn, peace be upon him, and the Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him. The unbelievers are Nimrod and Buktul Nazar. One from the people of my house, Hazrat Mahdi, will come as the fifth, and he will be king on earth. Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will rule earth, just like Dhul Qurnayn, peace be upon him, and the Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him. Just as our Prophet upheld Islam at the beginning, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will uphold Islam at the end. System of the Mahdi advocates moral virtues and this way will dominate the world with superior morals, while on the contrary, communism denies all moral values. Eliminating faith in Allah as well as all kinds of religious and moral values from societies, and this way producing masses which perceive themselves as animal herds without souls, are the basic principles of communism. They assume it will be easily possible for them to manipulate those masses and secure their power so that they may set ground for all kinds of immorality and oppression. The extreme practice of communist ideology has been to turn people into animals, to the extent possible, to chain them like brutal animals and to tame them through fear and pain and even to slaughter them when required. Society this way consists of people of a single type, just like animals in a herd. Clothes, cars, and houses are typically the same. Monotony dominates the entire community. Sportsmen, artists, academicians, and laborers possess the same model of a single way of living. Houses are built with the mentality of an animal shelter and clothing as a fur to protect from cold. Aesthetics is totally out of the question. Furthermore, fear of Allah has been replaced with various fear centers. For instance, the KGB, and before it, secret services like Shika and NKVD, operated as institutions for instilling dreadful terror in society. The idea that these institutions see and know everything dominated all people. Such organizations form an elimination system based on the laws of nature, and they may send millions to death without jurisdiction or right of defense. Since fear of Allah is systematically removed, people may only keep down their rage as long as they are afraid of this system. They get involved in all kinds of illegal affairs if the system is not observant or does not punish. Robbery, corruption, and malversation are exorbitant. People have no one to adhere to spirituality or to trust in. Darwinist and communist state continually oppresses the individual, and others in the society are seen as potential enemies who may confiscate what one has in his hand. People believe they will be annihilated after death, so they perceive a brutal way of life. They consider everyone as enemies and competitors in their struggle for survival. So they regard others' acts to be against themselves and hold grudges. There is no concept of progress as a whole. Therefore, they try to rise by stepping on another. Due to the treachery among all, they cannot establish friendships and everyone is condemned to live alone. However, the system of the Mahdi, on the contrary, brings a climate based on morality of religion, which fulfills true requirements of the human soul, like love, sacrifice, loyalty, compassion, and cooperation that will be the means for attaining true peace and joy. For that reason, the period of the domination of morals of Islam by means of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, is named to be the Golden Age. In this delightful term, people will attain unseen richness and abundance, plenitude and tranquility, along with enjoyment, and they will experience true love to the deepest extent. They will be one another's sincere friends. Nobody will encounter disloyalty or unfaithfulness in another. Also, aesthetics and arts will exist in their most beautiful form, and people will no more be in poverty, need, or deprivation. Nobody will come across injustice, so that justice will be manifest thoroughly. All wars and conflicts will end, and peace will prevail. In the hadith, these delightful glories realized by means of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, are given as glad tidings. The most auspicious of the community of Muhammad and your protector, who will do away with your troubles, is Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. Allah will put an end to blind corruption by means of him, Hazrat Mahdi. Everywhere will be made safe. It is narrated from Jabir ibn Abdullah that Rasulullah, peace be upon him, said, "A successor will come at the end of my ummah and will give goods away without counting by the handful." It is narrated from Abu Sa'id al-Hudri that Rasulullah, peace be upon him, said, "The Mahdi is in my ummah. A man will come to him and say, 'O Mahdi, give unto me,' and the Mahdi will fill his garment with all he can carry." Abdullah ibn Masud narrated from the Messenger of Allah, "This Amir, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will fill earth with justice, just as people previously filled it with cruelty. There will be such an abundance of justice in the Hazrat Mahdi's time that just as all the goods taken away by force will be returned to their owners. Furthermore, some other person's thing, even if it rests within one's teeth, will be given back to its owner. Security will pervade all the earth, and even a few ladies will be able to fulfill their Hajj without the company of men." Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will fill the earth with justice when it was formerly full of oppression. In the time of his succession, the dwellers in the earth and sky, and even the birds in the air, will be delighted with him. The blessings that Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will be instrumental in are so abundant and delightful that older people living in that period will wish to be young. This is reported in the hadiths. The younger ones wish they were grown-ups, while the adults wish they were younger. The good become even more good, and even the wicked ones are treated well. In his, Hazrat Mahdi's, peace be upon him's time, the good become even better, and even the wicked ones are treated well. The system of the Mahdi takes a stand for family, state, and morals of religion, while communism is an enemy of all these sacred values. In communist societies, family, which is the most fundamental unit of society, is deteriorated. There is no marriage in real terms, but only mating and reproduction. Marriage is not intended for living by moral virtues, but only for the continuation of generations. The child is not taken care of by the family, but by the state that they name as the herd. This child is considered to be a new force to fight and protect the herd, so he is trained that way. Mother turns out to be wild because she hates her house and conditions of living, and this is reflected to the child. Children become assaultive and negative because they are deprived of love from family. Fights are dominant in the house rather than love and respect. Child has no one to trust. Prostitution is widely spread in these societies, where concepts like marriage, loyalty and chastity are not prevailing, and the only mentality is for reproduction. Such a way of living is inevitable in societies which have no faith in Allah. because in these communities, people are not found worthy based on their being created by Allah and possessing souls. People view each other like more advanced animals that will be annihilated with death. For that reason, peace, security, solidarity, and brotherhood are not experienced in society. Everyone is after their own interests and aim at seeking a profit for their own lives. Nobody thinks of others' health, comfort, or tranquility. People are not worried of any harms that may fall on others. Besides, they do not endeavor to prevent any. In the same way, it is hard to find just governors who strive for the benefit of the entire society in irreligious societies. Each and every individual works to seek the greatest interest that he may attain for himself in the current circumstances. Whereas the morals of the Quran give people an understanding where they find one another valuable, the servants of Allah. They do not look after their interests for doing good. On the contrary, they always realize good deeds and strive for the best in goodness in order to gain pleasure of Allah. They are well aware of the verse in the Quran. If one exhorts to a deed of charity or justice or conciliation between men, to him who does this, seeking the good pleasure of Allah, we shall soon give a reward of the highest value. Surah An-Nisa 114. So they are always in conduct of good deeds. In doing this, they do not expect any return from people, but only expect the good pleasure of Allah. At the time of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, moral virtues of the Quran will be fulfilled completely. Worth and significance of family and moral values will be comprehended properly, and all individuals will possess superior morals and become obedient to state and benignant to their nations. Result: running away from intellectual struggle against the system of the Antichrist means admitting defeat at the start. The hadiths and reports of scholars of Islam put forward that the current period we are in is when the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, will return to earth, when Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will serve his mission, and therefore when the corruption of Antichrist will be to its furthest extent and vehemence. One of the mostly praised preparations that Muslims who await to see the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, and Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, with great fervor, and who aspire to be the followers and companions of these sacred individuals, may carry out for receiving them is to wage an intellectual struggle against the system of the Antichrist. While this corruption of Antichrist inflicts the entire world, and innocent Muslims are oppressed intensely with its rigor, and this causes pain and tears, keeping still in ignorance like nothing happens, or zipping one's lips in quietude, would mean to admit intellectual defeat. When something wrong or not lawful according to the Quran occurs, a sincere Muslim cannot stay unresponsive. A Muslim would undertake the most intelligent, moderate, and wise steps through intellectual struggle for correcting and amending these conditions. Any other conduct contrary to this would result in a miscomprehension by the Antichrist and its followers, as if they are paramount or indefeatable. Moreover, people whose faith is weak or who do not possess adequate knowledge would be caught up in a wrong way of thinking that Antichrist may not be overcome, or that conceit is predominant or superior, which would cause Antichrist to attract more followers. That would give way to an immense spread of this corruption and commotion and incapacity of its prevention. However, Allah commands Muslims in the Quran, and fight them on until there is no more tumult or oppression. Surah Al-Baqarah 193. Intellectual struggle against the system of Antichrist is a religious obligation for Muslims, just like prayers, salat, fasting, and hajj. All Muslims should be well aware of this responsibility and take their part with all their means in this struggle as the forerunners of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. By Allah's leave, this century we are in is a very sacred period in history when falsehood will totally perish and truth will prevail and morals of Islam will dominate the entire world, where all people will live in peace, love, brotherhood and friendship. Allah has promised that Islam will have dominion over the earth, and inshallah this promise will be granted in this century. Allah has promised to those among you who believe and work righteous deeds that He will, of a surety, grant them in the land inheritance of power as He granted it to those before them, that He will establish in authority their religion, the one which He has chosen for them, and that He will change their state after the fear in which they lived to one of security and peace. They will worship Me alone and not associate aught with Me. If any do reject faith after this, they are rebellious and wicked. Surah An-Nur 55. This concludes the reading of the article, Antichrist Deceives People by Showing the Truth Like Falsehood and Falsehood Like the Truth. This article and more are available on Harun Yahya's website, www.harunyahya.com.